Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to talk to the milkman, Milton Williams. Don't call him Milt the Stilt. I got to break that habit.
The milkman.
The milkman. That's what he told us his nickname is last week.
And it's a great one.
Tremendous.
Yeah, the milkman.
He always delivers, as he did at the end of the Dolphins game. So we'll talk to him any moment. We got the grab bag coming up for you. We got clip du jour, but it's a Friday, 1 o'clock, which means time for the keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's a key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
We got the Patriots, who are 1-2, taking on the Panthers, also 1-2. Pats are 5.5-point favorites. We have a total of 42.5. Kickoff, 1 o'clock from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Since 2000, the Patriots have a winning record against every NFL team except Green Bay, San Francisco, Kansas City, Seattle, and Carolina. But they're 3-3 against the Panthers, so the Pats can reduce that list from 5 teams to 4 teams with a victory on Sunday. If the Patriots hold Carolina under 100 yards rushing this week, it'll be the second time in team history that they have held their opponent under 100 yards in the first 4 games of the season, joining the 1964 Pats.
64.
I don't know what the hell's going on with the Carolina Panthers. First off, there's two Carolinas, so be more specific. Also, Panthers aren't an actual species. Instead, the term Panther is commonly called upon to describe leopards or jaguars with melanism. And that's what's even more maddening is that Panthers and Jaguars entered the NFL in the same season.
Confusing. Yeah.
Ramondre Stevenson is 9th on the Patriots' all-time rushing list. Just think where he'd rank if he held on to the ball. The Panthers' mascot is named Sir Purr. That's the same thing I used to call my ex-wife. There is no evidence that black-colored Panthers exist in North America, let alone North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
Sex Panther works 60% of the time, every time. And it's made with real bits of Panther, so you know it's good. Former Panther great Julius Peppers is one of 2 players ever to compete in both the Final Four and Super Bowl. But he lost them both.
Not great.
The cost of living in North Carolina is approximately 1% lower than the national average, while Boston is about 48% higher. So, in your face. The most famous thing from Charlotte is the half-zip starter jackets that everyone had in the 90s.
I had a Saints one.
Hunter Henry might be surprised to know that he enters this week ranked 5th among New England tight ends with 2,370 receiving yards and needs 118 yards this week against Carolina to move past Jim Whalen into 4th place on the Patriots' all-time list among tight ends.
We might hear that again next week.
Jake, daylight come and you gotta delome.
That's it. Watch your profanity.
The Panthers are looking to become the first team to three-peat since the Islanders did it in the early 80s. The Panthers were an expansion team in 1995, the same year the Jacksonville Jaguars entered the league.
I heard that.
Carolina drafted Kerry Collins with the fifth pick. The Jags took Tony Boselli with the second, and the rest is history, a history that Bruce Smith would like to rewrite. And we got one more here, John.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got one more. We got time for one more.
Yeah, we have the time. Yeah.
We got time for one more. Yeah. In 2003, Stephen Davis ran for over 1,400 yards in the season and then continued that success through the playoffs until Carolina reached the Super Bowl. Then he ran into the Patriots' homeland defense, anchored by big Ted Washington. Not only is Washington a massive human being, he's also very smart. He is credited with coining that nickname.
He nicknamed himself. I didn't know that.
And the Panthers do have one Derek on the roster.
Yep.
Defensive end Derek Brown. So Derek advantage squarely with the Carolina Panthers.
I don't feel good about that. The Steelers had the Derek advantage last week, and they won. I think that's the only time it's coming to play this year.
Yeah, somebody had a Derek on the practice squad. It's kind of hard to pin down.
I forgot to check if they were an active
5.5's a lot of points.
Game day player.
5.5's a lot.
That's money line for sure, but yeah, that's way minus.
You're not winning any money with that.
But I'm taking the 5.5. They cover the 5.
I think they cover the 5.5 as well. I could see it being somewhere like, I don't know, 24-17.
24-17, so you like the under. 42.5.
42.5. Yeah, probably the under.
You got burned by the over pretty hard last week.
Yeah, because I don't know how Carolina scores a lot of points. I mean, Hubbard and Tet McMillan are probably both going to play, but they're both banged up. I think Bryce Young stinks. And if Christian Gonzalez comes back and plays even more than 50% of the snaps, I don't know where they – because they – the
Counterpoint, and I understand Christian Gonzalez would be a big addition. Counterpoint, defense has been pretty bad and carved up by pretty mediocre quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, you got that straight.
Yeah.
Now, there's really, what, two good drives they allowed against Pittsburgh? Because they gave him a short field.
Yeah, well, two drives to start the game and then the winning drive. I mean, that counts. Yeah. I don't think Rodgers played great, but...
That's what I'm saying. But, he threw for like 130 yards or whatever. Like,
yeah, so you're right. Carved up is too strong with Rodgers. They lost to Rodgers. The other two quarterbacks carved him up, though, and those are not good quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, that's Tua true. And Geno. No, that's true. Yeah, I mean, the first drive, I guess, was a little bit longer than I remember. It was 54 yards, right? The second touchdown drive was like a real touchdown drive by Pittsburgh, where they marched all the way down the field. Then they kind of figured it out in the middle, and then, yeah, the game-winning drive. So you're right. The over – now, the under hit last game just because the Patriots turned it over so many times.
But if they got – I mean, yeah, if they scored on that last drive, the over was going to –
It was going
to
hit. Yeah, good point.
Tied, the over was about to hit.
Yeah, I don't think I feel strongly one way or the other on the over or the under. I feel more strongly that the Pats win by more than 6.
So I'm just taking a quick spin here, Vrabel, and so those were the keys. I think it's always safe to wait for
you
want to
do
Keith's
that
keys
before you
place any bets. Yeah. But yeah, I'll lay the 5.5 points. I think the Patriots will do that. I'm just taking a quick spin through here. Vrabel is about to start speaking.
Okay,
so I'm curious if we get any kind of insight on Gonzalez. I feel like he hasn't done that on Fridays. He just kind of says what the
injury
report is.
Oh, here we go. This just into the news desk. Okay, Taylor Kyle's the first I saw to report this based on just what Mike Vrabel said. Jared Wilson out.
Out. So he was there earlier today, and now he's out. So Ben Brown will be your left guard.
And he says,
that's not great.
Christian Gonzalez, Mike Onwenu, and Kalyvon Chasen will be listed as questionable. So Gonzalez, he was questionable last week, didn't play, but he's listed as questionable. So the one player who is out is Jared Wilson. So, you know, game four, you're already going to see a new offensive line, Ben Brown in there. And then Onwenu, and now you hope that's just like precautionary or whatever, but can't be down both guards. Then you're kind of. And the running game is going to be a bit impacted. Because I think Ben Brown will be fine for a game at guard.
I think you can get by for a game.
And against Carolina, like I think you'll be all right.
Does it change how you want to, like we said, run all over them? They're still a terrible run defense, even with a downgrade on your offensive line without Jared Wilson.
I still like the idea of, you know, Drake May, put him like running around a little bit and let him choose to throw it or run it. And if you're doing that, you're usually running outside the tackles anyway. So I don't think... hopefully Ben Brown doesn't become a huge factor. But yeah, that's too bad because Wilson, after a so-so week one, looked pretty good week two. And then last week, I don't know, we were just so concerned with all the turnovers that we spent a lot of time there. But that's unfortunate.
I would still run. You can run on this team. And I don't think the back matters, but I'd like them to hold on to the football, which is why Henderson, to me, would be the guy to run. Dice sent in a bold prop bet this week.
What do you got?
This is not the Bozo Touchdown. This is
no, that's upcoming. We'll be doing that shortly.
Part of the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. That'll be in grab bag.
Part of Dice's Bozo Parlay.
Well,
though.
Yeah, I guess he's got his own one going on. Patriots defense, special teams, anytime touchdown. He says they're due.
Well, I mean, I guess so. What's the number on that?
Probably juicy.
Probably
800.
800? Now, they've already ran a kickback. Maybe they can get a defensive score, you think?
Yeah, either or. We'll take either one.
All right.
800 is my guess.
Plus 500.
Oh. Nah, not even that. Not even that juicy.
Plus 500.
Yeah. Not even that juicy.
Who counts Bryce Young?
Oh, great point.
It is Bryce Young.
Great point.
All right.
I was thinking really almost purely special teams, but yeah, great point.
You want Pats for two touchdowns defense?
Yeah, what's
plus 4,500.
Oh, double dip.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking.
Well,
you parlay that with Terps over 40.5 or juice it up to 44.5 for the Celtics. Now we're really talking.
Well,
so you heard Keefe's keys to Patriots and Panthers this weekend. You can do what you want with that advice. But let's talk to a member of the New England Patriots here on a Patriots Friday. It is Milton, the Milkman Williams, joining us here on a Patriots Friday. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices, everyday tags throughout the store, and save on the items that you buy most. Milton Williams, how you doing this week?
Man, appreciate y'all having me. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. It's interesting timing to have you on here. This offseason, you almost signed with the Carolina Panthers. In fact, Adam Schefter said it was done at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
How did it all go down in free agency, and how close were you to actually being a Carolina Panther?
No, it was definitely close. I talked to a couple of my vets going through free agency. They all told me it was going to happen fast. It's going to happen so quick. You ain't going to know what happened. They wasn't lying. So, it came down, it came down to those two teams. They were calling back and forth, getting contract details and this and that and blah, blah. So, I'm just sitting there waiting to see, what's going to happen. And then, then New England came in, gave me the offer and everything that I was looking for with Coach Graves and all that stuff. Carolina, they didn't want to give me certain details in the deal that my agent was trying to get for me. So, I mean, it really was a no-brainer choice for me. But, it almost happened, but you know what I'm saying? It didn't happen. And I'm a Patriot now, and I'm trying to do everything in my power to get this organization back where it's used to being.
How big of a potential return would Christian Gonzalez be for your defense on Sunday?
Man, y'all know the type of player he is. And you getting a player like that on any level of your defense is going to give everybody a boost. So, for sure, having him out there is going to help us. Hopefully he can give us the extra tick to get to the quarterback. And then, the rushing coverage, we work together. So, hopefully we get the extra tick to get back there. Or, we can call some bad throws and to have the quarterback throw him one or something. So, no, we're just in there working together. It's going to be good to see him back out there. And, we're going to go out there and try to get a win.
How's he looking on the practice? He's been six straight practices, as Keith said, where he's been limited. He's questionable for the game this weekend. How's he looking when you've seen him out there with you guys?
I see him looking pretty good. He went up for a pass today, quarterback overthrow. He went up. But he looking like his old self. Let me say that. He looking how he was looking. When he was fully healthy back in the OTA. So I'm excited to have him back and ready to see what he do Sunday.
What can you tell us about this Carolina offense? I know last year where you were in Philadelphia, you got a chance to play against them and Bryce Young, Chuba Hubbard, that a lot of those guys on the offensive line. So what stands out about the Panthers offense?
They're just a solid team. They play really clean football. They got a good running back. I don't think he get a lot of credit for the things that he does. I don't think he is as flashy, but he get the job done. He run through arm tackles. He can catch. He can make all the plays. They got a playmaker at quarterback. He can see it. He can throw it. And, he can run around back there and get out the pocket and make plays with his legs. So we just got to be sound as a defense as far as, stopping the run game. get in the quarterback face. Shoot, he's not a big guy, so hopefully we can get some passes knocked down. But knowing that he's a playmaker, and we got to have everybody on the same page to make sure we get him on the ground and get off the field on third down.
Milton Williams joining us here on Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday. Now on Fridays, Milton, we talk to you every other week. We also do something called a Top 5 Friday. Keefe and I did our Top 5 sports mascots earlier today in honor of Sir Purr, the Carolina Panthers mascot.
Good mascot.
Do you have a favorite sports mascot, college or pro, from when you were growing up? Current day, is there a mascot that that you like or appreciate?
College?
Sure, anything you want.
I think growing up, I always was just a fan of, like, the Longhorn, the Texas Longhorn.
Bevo.
Yeah, he's good.
I was just always a fan of seeing him run out before to get four games and things like that with the big horn. So growing up, I was a fan of the Longhorns. I didn't really have an NFL mascot, really.
We know you're a big basketball fan, too. The NBA season's just around the corner. Are you going to be showing up at some Celtics games? I know in years past, a lot of Patriots on, like, off nights or off days during the week usually find themselves with pretty good seats around the Celtics games.
Oh, yeah. So when I came down, I was looking forward to going to a couple games. You know, it was playoff time when I got down. I'm like, man, the Celtics, they finna go back to the finals. And then, I mean, JT go down.
Yeah.
And it was like, man. Because I was like, I think it was the next game. I was going to go to the next game because it was a home game. So I was going to be in the building, but it didn't even happen. So hopefully once JT get back healthy, you know, I'll definitely be in the building for a couple games for sure.
Okay, now right across from TD Garden, actually, is the Old North Church in the North End. Keith?
Is that right?
In the news recently, there was a stolen brick out of the old North Church that's been returned to the crypt because the person who stole it claims they believe it's cursed. They believe that the brick is cursed.
Really?
Do you believe in anything like a curse or anything like that, Milton? Is there anything you're superstitious about, even a little stitious about? Do you believe in things of that nature?
I believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I try not to give any of that stuff any attention. So I hear that, I'm like, nah, let me stay away from wherever he was at. Talking about something cursed, I don't want none of them problems.
So yeah, that sounds like something Mac Hollins maybe would deal
with. Oh, good.
Have you had any conversations with Mac Hollins about some of that stuff?
No, he probably loved all that stuff. Okay. I don't want nothing to do with it.
He probably does.
All right. Well, speaking of that same topic, who would you say is the funniest guy on the team? Offense or defense, doesn't matter.
Funniest guy on the team. I got to go with B-More. B-More is a character.
Okay.
B-More is a character. So since I've been here, we sit next to each other. Our locker's right next to each other. Man, he just be having fun, man, and it's good to see him back. But he definitely is a character.
Very good. Well, we'll add Christian Barmore to the list. I know Mike Mwenu, who joins us every other Friday with you, has said Will Campbell, you just kind of look at him and laugh, is what he said.
Will funny too.
Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, nice. Well, it's a good locker room. Milton, we appreciate the time. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Milton Williams on a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Yeah, the brick was stolen.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't have this.
They sent it back, like, unmarked postage. They sent it back, and they're like, it's cursed.
Cursed brick.
They had a string of bad luck in there, personalized. They didn't explain what it was. String of bad luck.
Maybe that's just general karma for stealing. Maybe don't steal stuff.
An eye for an eye sort of thing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Saying. Got
little
it.
Bit.
It's interesting. So he likes – we should have connected the dots. He likes Bevo, and he's the milkman.
I also did like – yeah, he likes Bevo the milkman.
We should have – well, I don't know that you could milk Bevo. I bet probably not, but, you know.
I also like
– same idea.
Probably like a lot of fans. You're like, hey, you going to go to a Celtics game? He's like, yeah, when Tatum comes back.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's like,
great point.
He's like, they're going to play like for several
I'll
months.
I'll take them seriously. Well,
maybe in March. Yeah. Hey, March or April, you'll catch me at the Garden.
Good point.
Fair enough.
Good stuff from the milkman there. Milton Williams on a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, you can use the rewind feature. Go back and check out Pop Douglas this morning. Greg asked him a real...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Whopper of a question this morning.
Oh, he absolutely did.
I guess his phone was iffy, and he said, you got to move a little, couple of yards closer to your phone. You're getting bad service.
You need to move a couple of yards off, I think he said.
Yeah. So if you miss any of that, again, AUDACY, get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We will get you the clip du jour coming up, and right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.